Welcome in to another episode of Once Upon a Blurred. I am Miss Jordy. I will be your personal guide on this adventure as always. And if you are new, welcome in. You can listen to Once Upon a Blurred anywhere you find your podcast, including YouTube, y'all. So if you're listening on maybe Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go check us out on YouTube. You will get the video versions of the pod unless it is an audio specific podcast. So consider leaving this show a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And of course, leave a like if you are watching on YouTube. I would really appreciate it. So for today's show, I'm really excited because I have some news that I want to share with you all in case you haven't been keeping up with the latest and the greatest in Black nerdy entertainment. And also have a little topic that I want to share on Tales of Kinzera Zhao, a new video game from the mind of Abubakar Salim and Electronic Arts. So first, let's go ahead and get into our topics. The BIPOC Streamer Awards are officially announced as far as the nominations are going. If you aren't on Twitter, which is where most of the nominations have been posted, I'm also in the Twitch Black Guild streamer community, and a lot of creators have been showing that they've gotten nominated, and I'm so excited for everyone. It has so many different categories, and it's really exciting. I wanted to highlight this just because it's really important for us to celebrate our BIPOC content creators, and just really excited that the team at BIPOC Streamer Awards, shout out to Victoria White for bringing this to life and bringing it together, now going into their second year. I'm really excited to personally watch it. So shout out to everyone that's been nominated. If you see the nominations going up, make sure you double tap, leave a comment, show some support to the creators that are making big things happen. The next piece of news I wanted to share with you all is that the Black in Gaming Foundation is hosting a game jam event. And so for those that aren't familiar with a game jam, it is essentially where participants will make a video game entirely from scratch. Really, really dope. There are cool prizes. They will also get access to resources and development opportunities for those that are trying to build up their skills as a game developer. So definitely something to look out for and be aware of. I do think that they already have their participants locked in, so it might be a little too late at this point, but that doesn't mean you can't keep it on your radar potentially for next year so you too can get involved. And I know that they're kicking things off on this Friday, May 3rd. I don't want to date the episode though in Discord. So consider signing up if this might be something that is interesting to you, or at least just follow, show some support to the Black in Gaming Foundation, who continues to make strides and do positive change and impact in our community. And so the final major piece of news that I was able to find for these last couple of weeks is that Variety broke this exclusive, y'all. I'm so excited about this one. Variety broke the exclusive that Warner Brothers is developing the project that will tell the story of Yasuke, the African samurai. Now, if you don't remember, there was a Netflix animated series called Yasuke. Yasuke. I'm hopefully not pronouncing that incorrectly, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed most of it. I think that obviously there was room for improvement and, you know, budgets, and maybe there was some constraints there that limited what the project could have been with Netflix. So I'm really excited to see what this project from Warner Brothers will look like. And the most exciting part about this one, in my opinion, is that this project will come from the mind of NAACP award-winning Ghanaian director Blitz Bazawule. Now, you might not know who Blitz Bazawule is, but you need to put him on your radar because he was named one of Variety's top directors to watch in 2024. And he recently directed the Color Purple musical adaptation that came out in 2023. Now, I also didn't know that he happened to work on Beyoncé's visual album, Black is King. Now, if you looked at that visual album, you saw how stunning it was. He's done The Color Purple. That project was so impactful and so important. And so I'm really excited to see him bring to life Yasuke. And so fun fact about this project as well is that he wrote it entirely on spec. Now, for those that don't know what that means, if you don't have like a media or journalist background, essentially for that project, that means that he did not have a buyer for the project at the time, but he would get one upon completion. And so obviously the project is written. Warner Brothers believed in it strongly enough that they beat out three other studios, major streaming services, to win the rights to make this project. So if Warner Brothers believes in it enough to do all that, and it is coming from Blitz Mind, I'm so excited about it. I hope y'all are excited about it too. With that news, obviously none of this is promoted or anything like that. I just think there's some great things happening in the Black nerdy sphere, and I want y'all to know about it. If you do see anything that you think Once Upon a Blurred should definitely talk about, cover and research, because that is what I'm specializing in right now, please let me know. Tag the Instagram account, tag me at Miss Jordy. Let me know what news you're keeping up with in the space so we can highlight, share, and celebrate each other. Now, with that being said, it's time to get to our main topic, y'all. Tales of Kinzera Zhao.
Every story begins at the end of another. Each story carries with it the echoes of those that came before. My Baba, my father, my name is Zhao, a shaman of Kinzera. Here, I seek my father's return. I cannot stop. I will not stop. Kalunga, God of Death, hear my plea. Kalunga, God of Death, come to me. Show me you are ready.
Initially announced at the 2023 Game Awards, y'all, Tales of Kinzera Zhao, from British actor and now studio head of Surgeon Studios, Abubakar Salim, and Electronic Arts. This game tells the story of Zhao, a young boy dealing with the grief of losing his father. The game has already dropped. It came out April 23rd across all platforms. So definitely, you know, check it out and support a different style of game, in my opinion. But bringing Bantu culture to life, Zhao pays homage to African cultures and paints a brilliant example of how storytelling can drive creativity. On a very recent episode of the Too Many Games, Not Enough Time pod, hosted by my friend, Mr. Midas Games, who was a previous guest here, Salim shared this about his preparation for the launch of Tales of Kinzera Zhao.
You're never prepared for, but at the same time, no one is, and it's a universal thing, and that's the beauty of it all. And I think like that's essentially what I want to capture in this, you know, fast, vibrant, you know, full of combat, you know, full of traversal, beautiful sort of celebration of all these Bantu cultures within a game setting. And it all stems from, again, the love that I had for my late father, who introduced me to games. This is looking at games as an art form and celebrating that to its purest form.
It is through the lens of Zhao that we experience the trials and lessons that the young man must go through. Now, I've only played through part one at this point, y'all, and as the story is only 1 week old, I don't want to share any spoilers. But I will say I've never been a very strong Metroidvania gamer. So side-scrolling type of games and some of the challenges that that they present where you have to sort of go behind little walls and do certain challenges. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? I'm a big puzzle gal, but it's just something about Metroidvania that has never been my strong suit. And to be quite honest, I just die too much. I'm always dead. And I'm a perfectionist. So I take a lot of time in these games. I hate missing things. But here with Tales of Kinsera Zao, it feels, in my opinion, that it's more focused on the story versus just the elements of Metroidvania that we know those games to be known for. And so that's what makes it a little more special to, well, not just a little, that's what makes it more special in my mind. And there's a certain level of detail within the codex, within the artwork, the character designs that bring a real light and magical, yet very serious aura to the game. And his team spoke a lot about that really in depth, especially when it comes to color scheme, when it came to different parts of the map that the players have to explore. It's this real detail and level of color schemes that is evoking a particular emotion and wanting you to feel certain things, especially as you play through the end of part one and you get to the boss fight. You really see it in some of the paintings and some of the artwork, and it really brings to life the Bantu culture. It is highlighted in all aspects of the game. And honestly, from what I can remember, this game is one of the first titles that I personally can recall to truly capture African culture like this in a game. And you know, for me, I just love that. Like, I feel so seen in this game. Liana is one of the first characters that you encounter outside of the God of Death. And I loved Liana from her hairstyle, her childlike personality. Her voice actress absolutely nailed it. The art and her emotions, you know, they just nailed it. And obviously, to me, the game is not perfect by any means, but there is just so much passion and love poured into each element that you encounter in this game that makes it so special. And in an interview I was reading with NME, Salim said there's additional pressure of Zao being an African story and feeling like this has got to do really well. Otherwise, I could potentially screw up someone else's chance of telling an African story, he explains. But the trick, he goes on to say, is not to think about that and focus on telling your own personal story and delivering that the best way you can. And I know we're specifically talking about his video game in this discussion, but I think there's a bigger story about life with that. You know, sometimes as we, especially me personally as a Black woman, I really feel like, oh my gosh, well, if I do something wrong here, I'm gonna mess it up for everyone to come after me, because, you know, we really want to do so well for whoever is going to come through the door that you open up next. And I want to leave the door open for other Black women to be hosts in gaming, esports, anime, or different realms, and just be able to pursue our passions openly and freely. And I relate so much to what Salim is saying, because there is this pressure, but if you just focus on the task in front of you, focus on telling your personal story and doing your best, the door will be open. Like, and if anyone tries to close the door just because of what you look like, your race, your background, or anything like that, it wasn't meant for you anyway. And they have other problems that they need to go to therapy about, period. Like, seek help, get therapy about that. That's nothing we can control at the end of the day. But with that, I've enjoyed the combat. I do love the combat mechanics. It's pretty fun. I do tend to forget some of the mechanics. So that's one thing I would love to have improved on in Tales of Kinsera Zao. Maybe some of the skill tree, to me personally, I think could have been fleshed out a little bit more. But, you know, outside of that, like, It is truly the storytelling, in my personal opinion, that carries Zhao. And I really think that's what they wanted to show the EA and Surgeon Studios team. And especially one of my favorite pieces of the game is there are these echoes. That's the name of it. It's echoes. It's sort of a collectible that you get as you progress through the game that are strategically placed in secret spots across the map. And they carry a message that seemed to connect to Zhao's struggle with the loss of his father. And I was reading countless interviews. And one thing I would have loved for someone to ask is about those echoes. And are those personal think pieces that Salim himself wrote? Is it just specifically just stories that were written for the game? Or is there any ties to his own grief in that message? Obviously, the story itself is about his father and his grief personally, but those echoes are so beautifully written, and it's figurative. It's not exactly like literal grief. So I can't recall any off the top of my head. Maybe I'll insert a clip here, but they're just so magically written that you can't help but wonder, like, it feels like poetry, essentially, you know? And that's what I'm trying to get at here, is it feels like poetry, and it's so stunning with the way those echoes are written. I just love, that's one of my favorite parts of the game. I try to collect them all. I've missed several already, and it's devastating. You can watch me collect them on stream if you ever want to follow me on Twitch. But I am doing my best to collect them all because I could just listen to Zhao read these messages all night. I love the stories that are told there. But, you know, I do believe Salim has been true to sharing his message in an authentic way through Tales of Kinzera Zhao. And especially right now, for those that maybe aren't on Twitter or been seeing a lot of the discourse on, there's been a little bit on LinkedIn and maybe some on YouTube. I haven't seen it on YouTube personally, but Black stories are actively being suppressed right now on social media. There's this thing, I think people are referring it to like Gamergate 2.0, essentially. And there are people who are saying that woke culture, and I use air quotes for that, is killing video games. And it is such a ridiculous narrative. It's bringing out all of the racists and all their idiotic comments. But this game, despite all of that, despite what Black Girl Gamers and Abubakar Salim is experiencing during this time, this game stands tall, as does everyone else who is sharing their message and getting their story out there, no matter what anyone is saying. And it carries the message of hope, strength, and beauty that exists on the other side of grief. And if people would just allow themselves to experience the game as it is, rather than just seeing a Black character on a box and saying, oh, no thanks, you know, which is what it really is about, there's beauty in this game, truly. And those people probably won't listen to this podcast anyway, so I'm talking to the converted, I'm sure. But yeah, Salim went on to say, with that being said, in his interview with NME, that what I'm aiming to be is the guy who opened the door for other storytellers. That's what I want to be remembered for, as the article closed out. And I love that. I think even this podcast for me, because I haven't really talked a lot about it, even this podcast for me is wanting to share others' stories, wanting to highlight the beauty of our experience in gaming, in anime, in pop culture, entertainment, music, wherever it takes me, but pop culture just more broadly. And that's what I think I want to be remembered for. And that's why I resonate so deeply with Tales of Kinzera Zhao. I've enjoyed the game. Obviously, this is just my beginning review, no spoiler review. But it's been such a fun ride so far. I'm looking forward to continuing this ride with Tales of Kinzera Zhao. I encourage you to maybe, if you've already bought it, maybe gift it to someone. I think it was like $20, and maybe share the experience with them and allow them to experience it for themselves too, because we need more games like this. We need more stories that are magically written, magically designed, and inclusive, honestly, because the team of people that made Tales of Kinzera Zao is probably one of the most diverse studios I've ever seen. And I've been covering games since 2017, and I've never seen a more inclusive group of folks talking and discussing and sharing their stories and their experiences of Tales of Kinzera Zao. So very honored to have this opportunity. Thank you if you got to this point of the podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Next week, I will have another interview, but I do want to continue doing maybe these bi-weekly news and updates with you all just to share some fun stuff and share some stuff that I've seen, because I think it's really important that we have these conversations. So if you did enjoy this episode, consider leaving a 5-star review or leaving a like if you're watching it on YouTube. I would really, really appreciate it. Consider following the show on Instagram and me personally at Miss Jordy across any social media platforms. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Bye.